From Tidbits on August 23rd, 2010, this is Tidbits Watch List, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbit staff. Adobe Acrobat and Reader 9.3.4 and 8.2.4. Adobe has released updates to Adobe Acrobat and Reader for both the current 9.x versions and the previous 8.x versions to address a critical security vulnerability related to TrueType font handling. You can update using the program's automatic update mechanisms, but many people, including us, have trouble with them, so use the links provided to download the latest versions manually if need be. That said, be warned that many people are having trouble with the update to Acrobat 8.2.4 rendering the program unusable. Adobe is aware of the problem. Until a fix appears, users of Acrobat 8.x should hold off on the update, or if it's too late, revert to 8.2.3. PairNote 2.0.1. Hard on the heels of the major 2.0 release, Useful Fruit Software has released PairNote 2.0.1 with two notable changes to the multimedia note-taking software. A crashing bug that could occur when PairNote was updating its search crash has been fached, and search cache has been fixed, and the web sharing layout has been improved for very long recordings. Sorry about that. Text Expander 3.1.1. Smile, nay Smile on my Mac, has upgraded its typing shortcut utility Text Expander to version 3.1.1. The maintenance release fixes a couple of serious bugs, including a potential crash and an issue that could cause you to lose your saved snippets, the customized shortcuts that you type to trigger longer text strings. The update also includes a fix for the adapt to case option. Typenator 4.1. Typenator 4.1 brings a slew of fixes and improvements to the text expansion utility. Among them are speed boosts for quick search and text file imports, clearer behavior during installation and in-application updating, and corrections for text expansion with Gmail and Firefox, Amazon's Kindle for Mac, Komodo, and Apple Mail. Developer Ergonis Software offers more detailed release notes. InterArchy 10.0.2. Noloeb's file transfer client InterArchy, which recently saw a major revision to 10.0, has now been bumped to version 10.0.2 to fix more bugs discovered after the main release. The latest bug fixes address various issues with netdisks and also correct problems with dragging and editing bookmarks, installing the InterArchy command line tool, and using the open menu items. Also included in the latest upgrade are numerous improvements to InterArchy's Amazon S3 support. Note that this release also disables SSH Control Master, which was reportedly causing performance issues. A hidden preference key can be used to turn it back on. See Noloeb's blog for full release notes. Snow Leopard Graphics Update. Apple has released the Snow Leopard Graphics Update to address graphics problems in games and graphics applications. In particular, the update addresses frame rate performance issues in Portal and Team Fortress 2 on certain Macs, and fixes a bug that could cause Aperture 3 in StarCraft 2 to crash or freeze. Macworld is now reporting that the update can significantly improve graphics performance in other games as well. It's available via software update or the Apple Support Downloads page. Keyboard Maestro 4.3.2. Stairways Software has upgraded its flagship Keyboard Maestro utility to version 4.3.2. The minor update addresses aesthetic and functional issues alike. On the visual side, the new version improves the look of disabled keyboard actions to make them more obviously disabled. On the usability side, various tweaks improve typing performance, correct issues with rogue characters, and fix a crash that could occur when referenced files were removed. Additionally, the release adds a configurable command for OSAScript, which enables you to execute AppleScript plugins as 32-bit. Keyboard Maestro requires macOS 10 10.5 or higher, and a free trial is available. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.